Saturday, November 16th. My life is so messed up. All day I've been feeling super depressed and guilty. I finally made the decision to come clean to my parents and tell them everything. So what if I get grounded until my 21st birthday? I was like, Mom and Dad, can I talk to you guys? It's really important. Mom was like, sure, honey, but can it wait a little bit? It's such a beautiful, clear night outside that your dad and I decided we'd all have a little family sharing time. I was like, oh, crud. It was really bad timing for family sharing time. Then Dad just about knocked me over, rushing out the back door with a big can of lighter fluid and a box of matches. Is it me, or do most fathers seem to have latent pyromaniac tendencies? They get really happy and excited whenever they grill food, light the fireplace, make a campfire, burn leaves, or do anything that involves fire. What's up with that? Well, tonight Dad decided to build a campfire in the backyard so we could roast marshmallows. And Mom brought out a big plate of Hershey bars and a box of graham crackers so we could make yummy s'mores. I have to admit, I was actually looking forward to snarfing down that hot, gooey, chocolatey treat. Sounds like a fun family-friendly activity, right? It was, until Dad got a little carried away and burned his marshmallows to a crisp. When they caught on fire, he totally panicked. It looked like he was holding one of those flaming shish kebab thingies you see in fancy restaurants. He was frantically whipping the stick around in circles, trying to put out the fire. The next thing we knew, those marshmallows were flying right off the end of his stick and practically going into orbit. OMG! Dad's marshmallows lit up the night sky like a meteor shower or something. Actually, it looked kind of cool. My family roasting marshmallows. But somehow, in all the commotion, one of the flaming marshmallows landed on the front of his pant leg and stuck there. Of course, Brianna totally lost it and started screaming her head off. Thinking fast, Mom grabbed the bucket of water Dad had placed nearby and quickly doused the front of his pants just as it caught on fire. Thank goodness he wasn't hurt or anything. But then our very nosy neighbor lady, Mrs. Wallabanger, came running outside to see what was going on. Dad tried his best to explain to her that while he was out in the backyard roasting marshmallows, he'd had an unfortunate little accident. Mrs. Wallabanger just stared at him with this really disgusted look on her face. She gave Dad a lecture about how he should be ashamed of himself and actually threatened to call the police. Then she stormed back into her house and slammed her door, but we could see her peeking out at us through her curtains. We were all super confused about why Mrs. Wallabanger was behaving so strangely. Until I took a closer look at Dad and realized it actually looked like he had, wet his pants. Which also pretty much explained why Mrs. Wallabanger had totally freaked when Dad told her he'd had an unfortunate little accident in the backyard. We finally decided to call it a night, and Dad put out our campfire by shoveling dirt on it. Since Dad's pants were wet, dirty, and marshmallow-covered and slightly charred from the night's activities, Mom insisted that he take them off in the garage and throw them in the trash so he wouldn't make a mess in the house. Then she rushed upstairs to get him a clean pair to put on. Well, Mrs. Wallabanger must have still been pretty upset, because when Mom got back to the garage to give Dad his pants, we heard this loud commotion out in our driveway. From what I could tell, Dad was having a really heated argument with someone. It sounded like a lady was trying to convince him she was there to help him, but Dad kept insisting in a really loud voice that he didn't want or need any of her help. That's when the lady said, "Actually, sir, I think you need to let me help you find your pants." OMG. I was shocked to see that police officer. But I had to admit, she had a really good point about the pants issue. Then Dad got an attitude about the whole thing and told the police lady that he didn't appreciate her making a joke at his expense. But the police lady told Dad that he needed to calm down and have a seat in the back of her squad car so they could go for a little ride down to the station. I thought for sure Dad was going to get arrested or something. Thank goodness Mom rushed outside and explained everything about that flaming marshmallow, the bucket of water, and Dad's no-pants situation. And after the nice officer lady was convinced Dad wasn't wandering around the neighborhood peeping in neighbors' windows, she apologized to him and left. In spite of the fact that the evening was a total disaster, Mom still insisted that we take a picture to put in our family sharing time scrapbook. So we all posed in the kitchen holding a graham cracker with fake smiles plastered on our faces just to make her happy. This was the worst family sharing time ever. Since we were all pretty traumatized from the marshmallow roast and Dad was still furious at that cop, I decided it was a very bad time to bring up the whole tuition bill issue. Maybe I'll tell them tomorrow. Or I could always run away and join the circus.